Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I walked back up. Everybody,
Packers so. Fell asleep too.
Chess was like, Papa, I would have watched Miraculous Ladybug on the TV. So I grabbed the iPad, put the iPad up. And so I was laying on the couch, and I'm like dozing off. I was dozing off. Like the crowd felt dead. Brady,
not good.
Yeah, not good.
Well, I mean, he's working on interviews.
It's working very hard
for the silver and black.
Love that guy.
So I went back and I saw that. I was like, well, how did Green Bay get in this game? I guess there was some drama for a little bit.
Well, I'll give you one name that I didn't know was in the league. But when I saw Oren Burks playing base defense for the Philadelphia Eagles, I was like, yeah, I don't think this team can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know?
I'm just being real, B.
No.
And he had a big-time play. There's no way that that Green Bay didn't pick up that ball. But Oren Burks on base defense?
Yeah, that whole review where they didn't give the ball back to Green Bay
was awful.
But he did have the hit. And I was like,
when
Kevin Burkhardt said, Oren Burks had a hit, I said,
He's in the league?
I was like, I recognize that name. Oh, yeah, that was the guy in the Super Bowl. Fred Warner said, get your ass over here. I'm yelling at Shasky. He can't even line up. Oh, there's Kelsey wide open.
Wide open.
Key third down.
Over and over again.
So, yes, if he's playing in place of N'Kobe Dean, they better look at the free agent market, try to get one of these linebackers who's on the street. Anybody's better than Oren Burks. You will be in trouble. That's why I want to see this on the win. Go play Philadelphia and get these busters out of here.
So you're all in on Minnesota, the experience, huh? I never would have thought that you were a, Kevin O'Connell, Sam Darnold guy.
I like Kevin O'Connell. I didn't say I was a Sam Darnold guy. I like Kevin O'Connell.
It's been a great story for Sam Darnold.
I love Justin Jefferson.
I'm happy with Sam Darnold.
I love Van Ginkle.
I'm happy with Jetta.
It's legit defense they got. That is true.
This is a huge. Can you imagine? We come in tomorrow morning, and we'll see what the Warriors do, but we come in tomorrow morning, and Sam Darnold lights up the Rams.
Well, do you look at Jaden Daniels?
You imagine what Niner fans is going to be thinking?
Okay.
We put a lot of weight into these playoff games, and rightfully, like legacies are on line. The margins are so thin in all these games. Don't you wake up this morning and you look at Jaden Daniels a little different?
Oh, I look
even
at
if you didn't watch all year. Yeah. Let's say you didn't watch anything all year. Didn't you wake up and go, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Well, I don't know if Niner fans really watched Jaden Daniels this year, but I think a lot of Niner fans maybe got a glimpse at him on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago in Atlanta. And I think maybe the shift happened there was like, oh, wait, Washington has something there.
He looks like the closest thing to Lamar Jackson in the league. I don't even think it's fair.
He's
putting them in the same sentence, but you could see
as Lamar Jackson wears the gold grills and the platinum grills during games.
Jaden's incredible.
He's incredible. No, there's no doubt about
level,
it.
But he's incredible.
He's that threat where it's like if you don't pay attention to him, he will break off a big run.
Exactly.
And just the threat of him leaving the pocket scares the living daylights out of the team. So that's why I can't wait to see what Eric Lynn has cooked up for. Jaden Daniels of Washington Saturday evening in Detroit.
And so, like, you're talking about Sam Darnold. I think with a big performance, we could wake up tomorrow morning, and I think a lot of people would feel similar to how, again, not exactly the same, but you'd feel, wow, like, I'm really impressed with Sam Darnold. Or he goes out there and kind of stinks it up, and you're looking at him the way you look at Jordan Love and Justin Herbert this morning, which is it's not at that level yet.
If Darnold goes out there, he goes, like, 22 or 29. 283, three touchdowns. You don't think we're going to get calls tomorrow saying the Niners should go all in on Sam Darnold and trade Brock Purdy for picks?
I think there's going to be Minnesota Viking fans saying trade J.J. McCarthy and sign Sam Darnold long term.
Now, these two teams faced each other earlier in the season on Thursday Night Football, and the Rams outlasted the Vikings 30-20, but you had that that atrocious no-call in the end zone where Darnold got the face mask pulled by Young, and they didn't call it, and the Rams basically got it. What did they get, a safety on that play, I want to say? And they ended the game there, and they were up 28-20. But they really ran the ball down the Vikings' throats in that football game. Stafford, 25-34, 279, four touchdowns, and again, they're going to be playing with heavy hearts. Heavy hearts down there in Glendale, Arizona. So I don't know where to go with this game. I really don't. But Niner fans, how closely will you be watching Sam Darnold, if any? 888-957-9570. How closely will you be watching Sam Darnold? And is there anything, do you feel better about your situation, 49er fans, after watching this weekend of Wild Card Weekend? You look around the league, like the Chargers, we'll see about them. The Denver Broncos, we'll see about them. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore, on a different level. Buffalo's on a different level. But after watching Green Bay, look very vanilla on both sides of the football. Philadelphia did not look impressive in that football game outside of Saquon Barkley.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Philadelphia, because I'm looking at all the quarterbacks and I'm comparing them to Brock, right? Because it's natural. I get people comparing everybody to Brock. Like Josh Allen and Lamar, they're in their own like category.
They're the go to four.
Right?
Part of the go to four.
You know, I never seen Brock Purdy have a performance like Justin Herbert had. Now, there's context. Herbert doesn't have a lot of weapons, but he looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
He looked pretty bad. I think it's pretty fair to say. I thought Jordan Love looked pretty bad. You know, I didn't think he looked good at all, really.
No, Jordan Love did not look good.
Okay. Jaden Daniels looked really good. No, really good. And for your first ever game on the road in the playoffs, like that was, I'm impressed. He can go out and lose 49-0 next week, and I'll still feel really good about it.
You know what? Baker Mayfield looked pretty good. He was 15-18 yesterday.
So I had him written down. You thought he looked good. I thought so, too.
He's a tough SOB, man. That fumble is kind of, he took the responsibility. So Baker Mayfield had an excellent season.
And he had a great run, which galvanized them.
Into the first half.
Yeah, and then C.J. Stroud, I thought, we had talked about this going into the weekend. I thought C.J. Stroud had a really nice performance that kind of washes away some of the stuff from the regular season, because we know the playoffs, everything's elevated. Your regular season can become moot with two bad picks, you know? Mm-hmm. Or your regular season can be looked at side-eyed if you underperform and then you elevate yourself in the playoffs.
What about Bo Nix?
See, I think Bo Nix, I look at him and I go, I don't think he lost them that game. I'm really encouraged about where he is as a player. He won me over this year.
I don't know if he lost him that game. But boy, he
looked like a rookie.
Yeah, he looked like a rookie, not to be able to convert on third down. That's the biggest thing. You need quarterbacks to convert on third down. He did not play well on third down. Jay Daniels did. I thought Baker at times, Tampa Bay was like 5-9 on third down. Only problem was Washington would hold on to that football and eat clock, which is what they're going to have to do against Detroit next week. And you see the theme here in the playoffs. Ball control, take the out of the football, keep your defense off the field, minimize their opportunities offensively. It's strategy has been going on for many, many years in the NFL. But Bo Nix only walking out of that game with 7 points. I thought they left a lot on the table. So I don't know about Bo. I'm Bo Nix in year two intrigues the living heck out of me. What do they add? Will they get a running back? Will they try to trade up for Ash and Jinty? Because they need a running back in Denver. They need a tight end. Their defense is pretty set. We'll see if they lose Vance Joseph. They have some key free agents, no doubt about that. But I feel, after that weekend, do you feel better about having Brock Purdy as your quarterback, or do you feel worse about having Brock Purdy as your quarterback? 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, somebody on the text line, Brock Purdy ain't making that Bo Nix throw. Is he or is he not?
I thought that Bo looked like a guy in his first start on the road in the playoffs. But I didn't think he played, you know, so bad. I think that Buffalo's that good. That's kind of where I was going down. I looked at the Jalen Hurts performance, and it kind of reminded me of a few Brock playoff performances. Nothing egregious, right? I thought he managed the game really well. Missed some throws that could have put that game away, I feel like, a little earlier. But I'm iffy on Jalen Hurts, but I understand why they paid him. I understand why he's a quarterback, and he might just be the right guy for that environment.
Seeing him in that Super Bowl, do you give him more clout because of the way he played against Kansas City in that Super Bowl?
Oh, he absolutely was. Well, he was dominant that whole year.
Yeah.
But that game, how could you not come away impressed? Even though he had some turnovers that cost them.
Now he's got a legit coordinator, Kellen Moore. He's had a solid season. We know what he could do with his legs. In Philadelphia, it doesn't seem like they don't ask him to do a lot in the pass game. It's a lot of power slants. It's a lot of hitches, comeback routes, out routes, fade routes, deep balls, deep post. But I did like his paces on that first touchdown. Show up paces in the pocket. He sat there. They gave him great protection. And then he fires one into the back of the end zone to Jock Dotson. So he's fine. But this is a big game coming up for him in the divisional round. They're all big. Philadelphia wants to win the Super Bowl. They have a roster that's Super Bowl worthy. But are we feeling better about Brock Purdy? Because I know a lot of Niner fans watched it through the Brock Purdy prism. There's a lot of conversation. Well, Brock Purdy's better than this guy. Wait, are you serious? Brock Purdy's better than that guy? I would rather have Brock Purdy than his. How are we feeling about Brock after watching the weekend of playoff football? And that's why I think a lot of Niner fans also are reserving judgment for tonight. When they see Sam Darnold against the LA Rams, a team that we see two times a season, Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford. Niner fans, I think, are going to be heavily invested in tonight's game.
I think you're right. The one thing that I was looking at with all the quarterbacks, I didn't hear anything about any of them coming into the game banged up, which is kind of rare. Typically a quarterback
might
come
Hurts.
In. What?
Other than Hurts.
I guess Hurts. No,
and
you're right.
And then you had Jordan Love
you're
with right. the elbow.
But you know what I mean? Sometimes guys have a leg, they got a shoulder, they got ribs or whatever. I thought a lot of these teams had opportunities to give quarterbacks rest down the stretch. Mm-hmm. And you got some of their best shots. You're right. Jalen Hurts is actually the one guy that did come in.
And Jordan Love, too, he had the elbow, remember?
Jordan Love was banged up all year.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he played well all year either.
I don't think so. I think he regressed.
Yeah.
I think he regressed. But also, I think we also need to take that situation in Green Bay and say, wow, very similar to Brock Purdy in terms of turnover at the wide receiver position. You lose your deep threat before the wild card round. And I don't think highly of Christian Watson. I think he's underwhelmed since he's been in the league. He's dealt with a lot of injuries, particularly hamstring injuries. Now he's got a torn ACL. But a lot of their wide receivers were in and out of the lineup. So as a young quarterback, yeah, sure, you've got the running game with Josh Jacobs. But those timing routes, the communication, where are you supposed to be? Did I throw this interception because you ran the wrong route? Hey, where are we on the same page with this deep route? It just shows that continuity is key moving into the playoffs. The thing with Buffalo is, yeah, they lost Keon Coleman, but Shakir's been in that lineup. He's been in that lineup. They've had their tight ends for the most part. They've had their running backs for the most part. Their offensive line has been intact. When you could go through the season and have your wide receivers playing at a high level, playing for most of the season, you need that continuity. So I'm going to stall Jordan Love out, although next season going into it, the hype on him, he's got to perform at a higher level. There's no doubt. He left a lot on the table. But also, I look at the situation and say, boy, there's a lot of turnover at the wide receiver position. That's why I look at Brock Purdy and say, boy, that offensive line didn't do him no favors.
No.
And in the wide receiver position, didn't do him no favors either.
The other takeaway is special teams.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how could you not watch these games and not think about how poorly the Niners played special teams all year and think that, even if they had made it into the playoffs, they were going to lose this, one of these games, and special teams would have factored in heavily. Mm. Seeing, obviously, missed kicks, the doink that went in last night in that game, fumbles on kick returns. All I kept thinking was, man, the Niners special teams was not good enough.
McManus missed a field goal that could have made it 10-3 for right before half.
Yeah.
Misses a kick. Will Lutz missing that kick for Denver. And that doinker was loud.
Huh.
That doinker was loud in Orchard Park.
Can't believe that last one went in the Commander game. I thought there was, he's coming in,
right,
and he's doing this thing with his hair.
Well, no, did you see him? He was putting on his tennis shoe. He had to put his sock back on, and to put his tennis
total
shoes back
OCD.
On. Yeah, he was freaking out.
But the other part is, and somebody else said this, they took a knee. They went back 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
If they went back 2 more yards, I don't think that ball goes in.
Yeah, no, it doesn't go in. 3 yards more.
if they went backwards, two more yards.
If Tampa Bay makes a tackle on Jaden Daniels.
That's what I'm saying.
It is 5 yards.
I don't think he makes
How crazy is that? Oh,
the
man.
The margins, man.
I did kind of want to see Tampa at Philly. I did. But also, their quarters got hurt. Their starting quarters had to go zone defense. They couldn't play man.
What's 35's
Dean?
Name? Dean, yeah. Yeah, they were attacking 32.
Here it is, 601. After playoff football, reminds me that Purdy is mid. I still will take all those quarterbacks over him. Who is Herbert throwing to? Love throwing to? Is that what you saw this weekend, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Did it remind you that Purdy's mid?
No.
Actually, for me, walking in here this morning, I'm telling myself, boy, we're kind of lucky to have Brock Purdy at quarterback.
Yeah.
Looking around the league.
I think so. But I also think that Brock should be looking at it, and he'll never view it this way because these guys all want to make the most amount of money. I got to have talent around me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't care how good you are. You got to have talent. You saw the Packers lose one of their guards, and it was like changed the game
everything. So injuries happen. And we look at the 49ers season, one injury could change the trajectory of your offense.
Well, and
it changes the entire game plan.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point I've been trying to prove home. And look, I'm not trying to exonerate Purdy. Purdy had some missteps here.
I thought he had a down year.
He had a down year.
For his numbers.
He had a down year. The Detroit Monday night game, throwing those interceptions was awesome, was awful. But you could also see that, boy, when you miss guys, things change a little bit. Things change. So, by the way, some breaking news in the NFL. Mike McCarthy, eligible to talk to other teams after midnight Tuesday. There still haven't been any negotiations on a new deal with the Dallas Cowboys. It's now looking like Mike McCarthy will indeed become a coaching free agent with Chicago.